Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Tara Gordon, who brought the Green Runners to Knoxville. All right, tell me a little bit about the Knoxville Green Runners.
It's actually a offspring of the Des Moines Green Runners that was started by Rachel Straub and her husband, Tim. They started in 2012. It's something that, as I was training for a marathon, my routes were always through Knoxville on my training runs, and I noticed that there was a lot of litter at times, and I really wished that I had a bag to just pick that up. So it's something that kind of inspired me. I was off work taking care of my son around March, and I thought, you know what? I should just do something about this. And so I contacted the Green Runners of Des Moines and just asked, you know, some questions. What do you do? How do you, you know, would you mind if other people would be involved in other communities? We met with Fleet Feet, the Des Moines Green Runners, and Keep Iowa Beautiful, and developed a plan so that other communities can actually have a green running group. And so the goal is to get more people and families involved in this. You don't have to be a runner. You can run or walk. We've had 6 events so far. South Central Iowa Solid Waste Authority has actually donated the bags and the gloves. So, you know, we have a lot of people that are helping. We would like to have more community sponsors as well. It's just something that you can get out, be active. It's family oriented. It's about 45 minutes of your day. We meet every other Thursday. And our next scheduled event is July 19th. We'll meet at the Goodwill parking lot here in Knoxville around 6:30 and work Highway 14. The more people we have, the better we are to do our mission. And so just wanted to get more people involved.
Talk about organizing it, getting people involved, and getting people inspired to come join this, because it is a great event, but sometimes it's harder to get the word out.
Yeah, it is very difficult to get the word out. I don't want it to be about me. It's about the community and what we can do to serve the community. And people could complain about things, and instead of complaining, let's get out and do something about it, you know? So that was why I kind of decided to start this group and reach out and see how we could create something for the community. We try to schedule the runs around community events. So like, for instance, last Wednesday we had the big 4th of July celebration on the square, and so our event was Thursday then evening, and we were able to go around and we got 4 bags of litter that day. We had 5 participants and 4 bags of litter. So far we've had anywhere from 2 to 7 people. Like I said, the more the merrier. And when we schedule the runs, we try to schedule them around, you know, community events and things like that as well.
Talk about some of the tangible effects that you've seen. Like you said, 4 bags of litter just after the 4th of July. How much have you seen the community and I guess some of the areas that you've cleaned up getting better already?
Well, that was something, because the first event that we held was in the same area. And it was just another lady and I that were able to make it out that day. And we got maybe 1.5 bags. So to know that there were only 4 people after a large event downtown, that was wonderful. And some of that actually included some stuff off the sidewalks from one of the business areas that, you know, there was some rubbish on the sidewalks they've been trying to get rid of, and we were able to go ahead and take care of that. So it's been really amazing. Like, when we went and collected around the high school during Memorial Day, we ran from the high school parking lot to the cemetery and back. There was just 2 of us, and we probably could have gotten more. but we've got 2 full bags, and it was so heavy trying to get that back. But then when I went back around that area, it has since, you know, stayed clean, and so that's kind of a wonderful feeling.
How would people join if they want to come help out?
Just show up. I've been posting it. We have a Facebook page, so you can follow the Knoxville Green Runners Facebook page. I post the events there. I did post it on the Chamber community calendar. And any other way that anybody can spread the word, that would be great.
And finally, what should people know coming in? Like you said, you can run or walk, but is there anything else people should know?
You can, like I said, run or walk, bring water. We supply the bags and the gloves. Just be prepared to have a fun community evening.
Thanks to Tara Gordon for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.